You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. It's time for us to have our regular catch-up with Visionary UK about the work they've been doing across the sight loss sector. And today I'm joined by Amy Pearman and Fiona Sanford in person, both from Visionary, to talk about their conference. Hi, Amy and Fiona. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Amelia.
Hi, Amelia. It's amazing to be here in person. I think this is probably the first time that we've ever done this. Amy is here in Glasgow, which is where I live. So Amy lives in Kendal. And I think, as we've mentioned before, the Visionary team are a remote team. But today, Amy and I have got together just to go through the final parts of the conference, just to make sure everything is slick and tickety-boo for the event.
Can you give us some more details about what people can expect?
So we have three fantastic keynote speakers, Amelia. We have Marcia de Cordova, who's been the MP for Battersea since 2017, and she was previously a councillor in Lambeth. So in Parliament, Marcia has been an advocate for a wide range of issues, including housing, promoting green issues and opportunities for young people. So she's got a really good, strong history of working in the third sector for over 20 years before becoming an MP. And Marcia has lived experience. So that's something that we're really keen on with the conference, to ensure that people with lived experience are front and foremost in many of the aspects of the conference. So we also have Sam Lateef, who is the company accessibility leader for Procter & Gamble, is responsible for driving forward innovation, and she makes their brands and the workplace inclusive and accessible for all of the people around the globe in Procter & Gamble who experience some form of disability. And again, Sam has lived experience of sight loss. And our final keynote speaker is Louisa Wickham, who is the National Clinical Director for Ophthalmology for England. So she's been a consultant at Moorfields Eye Hospital, that many of the listeners will know of, since 2009. All three of these women are going to bring a wide range of skills, including their talking about their personal experience and how it is for them to be visually impaired within their chosen career paths and how that is for them. So we hope to learn a huge amount from them. And I think Amy can tell you a bit about our sponsors.
Yeah, so it's really exciting to have three brilliant keynote speakers, and for the first time this year we're having a panel Q&A as well with them, which I think will be quite, given as Fiona's outlined their experience, quite a powerful and meaningful question and answers sessions with all the delegates present. The event can't happen without the sponsors that we have, and this year we've had more than ever before from a range of corporate sponsors such as Specsavers, pharmaceutical companies, some of the assistive technology companies that our members and partners will work very closely with day to day. But we're also incredibly lucky to be supported by our members and partners as well, and in a variety of ways in bringing the event together, really, through sponsoring workshops. So, for example, Fight for Sight and Vision Foundation are sponsoring two workshops, which is bringing member organisations to the conference to share their work, which is something that we really wanted to bring in this year, was the voice of lived experience, but also sharing the amazing work that's happening in local communities and how we can learn from each other to do that. And then they're also, Fight for Sight and Vision Foundation, also delivering a workshop as well. So it's just incredible, like, the support across the event. And then Macular Society, Blind Veterans UK are also sponsoring workshops. Guide Dogs are sponsoring workshops and one of our awards. RNIB, again, sponsoring a workshop. And our Connect and Collaborate Award, it's recognising all the amazing work where people are working together to make a difference in local communities. And all the award shortlists are on our website now at www.visionary.org.uk. And it really does show that it's national and local organisations working together to make a difference. See Sport Differently are hosting and supporting one of the panel discussion sessions, which is one that we've aspired to have at the conference for a couple of years, really bringing the power of sport to the front and having that conversation about the huge benefits and impact that engaging in sport and physical activity can have on everybody's lives. And if even supported us to print accessible information. What we've really felt this year is that people have come forward offering support to us as well, rather than it kind of just being the sponsorship. Like I say, it's so varied, and it's just amazing we've got to where we have.
The larger and smaller member organisations you have coming, and a chance for everyone to get to meet each other and talk about all of the fantastic work across so many different fields. It sounds incredibly exciting.
Yeah, we've increased the number of workshops compared to last year as well. So that in itself just brings more learning, more opportunity to network and learn from each other. And the panel discussions that I mentioned, they're new for this year as well. And there's four of those, and they really have been developed in response to what members tell us are important themes and topics for them.
Unfortunately, there's no places left this year because it sold out so quickly. But watch out for 2024. We hope to make an announcement between the close of this conference and Christmas. So look out for the early bird offer, and the dates for next year will be the 25th and 26th of September 2024.
And for attendees of the conference or people who weren't able to get tickets but sort of want to stay updated with what's happening, where can they hear about that and more details of the events?
So you can find all the information about the conference on our website, which is www.visionary.org.uk. And on the top menu, there is an annual conference tab that people can follow. And everything that you need to know about the conference is on there. And then during the event on the 26th through the 28th of September, we'll be sharing all the activity, updates on the keynote speeches, and just generally sharing what's going on through our social media pages on X and LinkedIn.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Fiona Sanford and Amy Pearman from Visionary, for joining us in person at RNIB Connect Radio. And we can't wait to hear an update on how the conference went in a few weeks.
Thank you so much for having us, Amelia. It's lovely to be here in person, and maybe we can do this again sometime.
Thanks, Amelia.